First of all, the results from this election are going to be announced on Friday. So people who are calling the president and the government to form a government of a national unity have to know that it's already in our constitution. Article 129 of our constitution already suggests he who is forming a government to make it a government of national unity. But our president, Pierre Nkurunziza, is ready to go further to form a government that can include all the forces of the Burundi society and all the sensibilities of Burundi government. The discussions that were ongoing under the facilitation of Uganda was about also forming a government of national unity after election. And the president of Burundi is committed to form a government of national unity according to our constitution.
I did talk with one opposition person who said that the opposition would be willing to talk about that only if the president agrees to talk about that as a former president. I mean, he cannot say that he was elected president, because he said to do so will be in violation of the constitution.
No. I think Article 129 is clear. We have in our country people who don't want to face elections, people who only need to be into the cabinet without going through the polls. So let's just wait for the president to form his cabinet so we know the way he's going to take.
The constitution takes into account the Hutus and the Tutsi. Is the ruling party CNDD, FDD party, a Hutu or a Tutsi party?
You know, according to our constitution, no party can be 100% made by one ethnic group. All the ethnic groups must be represented in the party. So our ruling party is a party of national unity because it is the party that represents Hutus, Tutsis and Twa of our country.
The story about African Union deploying military and human rights observers, is that at the request of your government?
Yeah, our government agreed that people can be deployed because some rumors were saying that we have FDLR militia here in the country, that some persons have been getting guns. So these observers are coming to make a follow-up to check if human rights are really respected in our country and if there are some young men affiliated to some political parties who have been armed. So they came today. And I think this is a good news. They can continue working closer with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Burundi. And we do hope people now will get to know the truth about what has been propagated as that, like youth who are armed. So these observers who are coming will help full decision that is going to help us and to help the international community to understand that in this country, it's not the ruling party that young guys who are armed, but those who are armed are from the opposition.